This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Elona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, great morning, everyone. Rise and shine, and let's give God the glory. This is Elona Sanders and your Transformation Catalyst. Thank you so much for connecting with the Early Morning Empowerment virtual community. I want to welcome you to another powerful and insightful Early Morning Empowerment prophetic gathering. This is day number 40. Yes, yes, yes. We've been here since January 1 every single day. And I am so thankful and so grateful for each and every one of you that have counted it not robbery, but you made it in here each and every day. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. And today I want you to affirm that you prosper even as your soul prosper. And at day 40, I know that you are not the same that you were when we started on January 1st. With that being said, let's bring our hearts and our mind together. Let's activate the success mind today by taking a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we come to the sacred moment and we sit in this moment of power. In this moment of breakthrough, in this moment of deliverance, we own this moment because we recognize the power of a now moment. Next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we sit in this sacred moment, we take our attention and our focus now, and we turn it inward to the rich inner life of the kingdom of God that dwells within us. And we recognize and acknowledge that this is a place of infinity. This is the place of all knowingness. This is our spiritual guidance system that leads and guides us into all truth. We acknowledge the Holy Spirit's presence within, that it is activated, moving, guiding, and directing us into all truth, because this is the day the Lord has made. We make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. Next healing deep breath in. On the exhale, as you release and you sit in this moment, you recognize that this is a space of power. You recognize now that your divine self, your God nature, is in ascendancy, because you are seated in heavenly places right here, right now. And today we decree and declare from this exalted position of power, authority, and strength that as he is above, so are we right here, right now, in this physical dimension. And we give all glory, honor, praise, and thanksgiving for who we are and who we are created to be. And it is so. Take one more good healing deep breath in. Oh, my, my, my. We are at day number 40. I am so grateful for this journey that we have taken together. I want to encourage each and every one of you to go and enroll in the Empowerment Circle at ElonaSanders.com. You'll see a tab right up top that says Empowerment Circle, because we're going to be continuing with some phenomenal things in the Empowerment Circle this year. So all the Early Morning Empowerment calls will be there. Plus, I will be greeting you guys in our private Facebook group, and we will meet there at least once a month for a live training. And I'm just excited about what's happening for you guys. Membership has its privileges. So do that. Be a blessing to the ministry. There are so many things that we need to get done, and I need your help. We are diligently working on that course, how to discover and release unconscious blocks. I just have one little technical piece that we have to work out, and we're going to be ready to launch that. So be looking out for that. You don't want to miss that, beloved. That is going to be one of the founding pieces that's going to allow you to continue to grow and move this year. All right. We have a long way to go today. So I just want to do a recap for about a minute and a half, and we're going to go further. I just want to bring back to your hearing all the topics that we covered over the last 6 weeks. In week one, we talked about how this is the year of you. We did two parts to that, and we talked about the whole idea of this year coming into health, wellness, and wealth. And we laid down some foundation. We talked about what was happening this year prophetically and how 2018, it comes to the master number of 11. And we know that God is a God of numbers. God does nothing except it is attached to a number. All right. We talked about the power of light, that how we are light. And anytime light shows up, darkness has to dispel. Automatically, we don't have to fight, we don't have to wrestle, we don't have to go into warfare. Our mere presence that shows up with the light of God will always dispel darkness. Light shines in darkness, but the darkness can never overpower light. Then we talked about the power of fueling your vision, part one and two, and we gave you some really some good keys there. We talked about the number one key that you needed activated this year. The number one was intimacy with God. And then in week two, we talked about you're in control and how your prosperity, your success is already a done deal. We talked about the power of awareness and the four states of consciousness. We talked about how to get out of your way. Right? Then we talked about getting out of your own way through purification. And we did like four parts to getting out of your own way. We talked about the power of now and how a now moment is your place of power, is sacred. That's where you're in control. When you can learn to be present and embrace a now moment, beloved, you are powerful. And we did that in three parts. We talked about releasing resentment. We asked the question, what would it take for you to start? For you to start really operating and moving in your purpose. And we gave you some things there to consider. We talked about fulfilling your destiny. We did that in two parts. We talked about certainty. We talked about mastering the unseen realm. We talked about that in five parts. There are five parts to that. And we started out in week six talking about the 12 keys of supernatural power. And that is where we're continuing today. And if we don't get through every single key today, there are four more I wanted to give you. I will pick this up in our private Facebook group this month when we have our private training for those of you that are enrolled in the Empowerment Circle. I tried to make that really affordable so that it's in everyone's reach, all right? So here we are at day number 40, and when we talked about the 12 keys of supernatural power, and for our purposes, I'm dealing with 12. And these are the mysteries of the kingdom being unfolded. We did the law of the spirit of life, faith, love, authority. We talked about imagination, insight, vision, and visualization, abundance and wealth, order and flow. We talked about intention, concentration, and focus. Today, we want to talk about invocation, affirmation, commands, and decrees. And then we want to try to get to the other three, which is power, might, and strength, wisdom, and forgiveness. So when I say intention, concentration, and focus, that's all one. Different layers of intention. When I say invocation, affirmation, command, and decrees, these are different depths, different layers of invocation. power, might, and strength, that's all one. And then it's wisdom and forgiveness. So we want to talk about, we want to start talking about where we are. So let's build this house from the ground up like we did. And your foundation is understanding that you have a rich inner life of the kingdom of God. And in that rich inner life, in your spirit, lies all the attributes of God, and that you are created in his image and his likeness. And that is your original identity. That is your divine nature. And when you embrace those two principles, that's your foundation. And then we put two beams in place, which was faith and love, because all these other principles will not work without faith and love being activated. And so we're building this house. So as we looked at faith and love as our beams, the next thing that you need to operate in is divine authority. Without having a real conscious awareness of authority, you will be bullied and you will be booed and backed into a corner and sabotaged and set back every step of the way. But when you come into divine authority, those days of waffling is over. Being bullied and being threatened, those days are over for you. We talked about the power of imagination, insight, vision, visualization. Beloved, you've got to be able to see in another dimension. In this realm of the kingdom, in this rich inner life, it holds the key to your purpose and your destiny fulfillment, and you have to be able to see that. And when you begin to see that with your imagination, vision, and visualization, we want to understand all that's at our disposal. We talked about how a wealth and abundance is already in you. You just need to flow in it in the right way. Because all these things, beloved, it's already in you. It's already activated. It's just operating on the dark side. You're just getting a negative effect, but it's already there. But once your consciousness is awakened to the power and the truth of who you are, then we can get the right results. So when we look at abundance and wealth on the dark side, it ends up being clutter. It ends up being things that's just not in the right order and flow. We talked about that. When we are in divine order and we are flowing in divine order, we are one with God, we're one with the universe, all the spiritual laws that God put into this universe, we become one with that. We are divinely aligned. This is where all the power flows from. And we talked about intention, concentration, and focus. Being in that place where you understand where you're going, looking at the end result, and then coming back and creating a master plan to get you there step by step, working in repose, being in that place of so much focus, concentration, that the Spirit of God through you starts to work. You become a channel for God's power and his glory to work. And then you can leave established works in the earth realm that will last hundreds and thousands of years. Aren't you seeing things in documentaries where people built things thousands of years ago and people are just finding it? When you work in that concentrated flow of focus and intention, you want to write books, write music, write poems, plays, textbooks, impact people's lives so much so that they're changing at the core of who they are, and generations to come will benefit because you were here. And that's what it's all about. We're here for a specific reason and purpose. Today, we want to start talking about invocation, affirmations, declarations, and commands. So when you look at the word, now we're talking about the spoken word. So now you're understanding that when you understand who you are and this new awareness that you have now, that you have been awakened to who you are, that your Christ consciousness, how Christ dwells in your heart by faith through your rich inner life of the kingdom of God and all the power and attributes of God's there. Now you know nothing is impossible to him that believes, because your faith is activated. Your love is activated. You know where you're going because you can see. You can see your future. You can see your destiny. And really, your future is now. When we talked about the power of now, you recognize that there is really no future. There is no past. Everything is now. Even when you think about the past, you're in a now moment. When you think about the future, you're in a now moment. When you get to the future, it'll still be right now. It'll be a now moment. So that's the power of being present in a now moment. So now we're getting to the part where you see something, you set an intention, you have divine strategy on how to get there, and you can see it, and you're in order because you're not on the, it's so much more we have to get to with each of these. We just started scratching the surface, right? But once you are there, and you're working now, and you're focused, and you're getting the results, when you open your mouth to speak now, beloved, now, this is where you can call things that be not as though they were. This is where you can name it and claim it. This is where, as the writer in Job said, you can decide and decree a thing and it will be established for you. When you are in divine alignment with spiritual law and spiritual principle, and you have an awakened consciousness that you are just like God in this earth realm, you can call things that be not as though they were. When the Roman writer wrote that, it said Abraham was not weak in faith, but he believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Your belief is going to be counted to you for righteousness, right standing with God. So now we want to give voice, and we want to invoke or come to an invocation where we are calling forth everything that is in divine law in the universe. And when I say universe, universe is not God's, it's God's operating system. It's just like when you turn your computer on, you have hardware, you have software. That hardware does not work without an operating system like Windows or Mac or something like that, OS system. You have to have an operating system in order to make everything work. And the universe is God's operating system, where all his laws and principles and commands and decrees are working. And when we come into divine alignment with that, we can begin to open our mouths and speak. Now, I want to tell you something very important. Sound is powerful, no doubt about it. But your thoughts and your feeling are equally as powerful. So even if someone was a deaf mute and they could not speak words, if they could think the thought and feel the feeling, they're going to be powerful manifestors. So while sound is powerful, and I don't have time to teach on that, sound is absolutely, it's amazing. But even if you were a mute and you could not speak, your thought and your feeling realm is so powerful, you can manifest even if you couldn't speak a word. But now, for those of you that want to understand, invocation means to call upon help or aid or protection. In the beginning of our services, we would always have a prayer of invocation, meaning that we were calling for God's presence, calling for God's help. We were invoking angelic presence. We were invoking every law that's been decreed on our behalf. That's why we have prayer at the beginning of a service, because we are invoking a calling for help. When you start using the power of invocation in your daily life, you understand that you are calling and coming into alignment with angelic powers. We don't worship angels. We don't have to, because they have standing orders to aid us and assist us. And not only that, the psalmist tells us that angels excel in strength when they hear us give voice to God's word. When we are in alignment and agreement with what God is saying, we strengthen our angels. So when we understand invocation and what we are invoking, what we are calling up, that is a powerful state to be. So you see, your conscious awareness is important, beloved, because all this power flows through your conscious awareness. So we are in an age now where there are affirmations now, and everybody are doing affirmations. Now you understand more what an affirmation is about. An affirmation is when you state something and you affirm the existence of it as true. So when you begin to release affirmations out of your spirit and give sound to it, when you are saying, I am wealth, I am success, I am prosperity, I am health. And you know, we say that I am, when you say I am, you are affirming your God nature. And so anything that you say after I am, you are ascribing to your God nature. So you want to be really conscious of what you say behind I am. And now that you're in this place of awareness, of conscious awareness of who you are and the power that you possess, now when you say I am wealth, there's a big difference between I am wealth and I am wealthy. Or I'm believing for wealth. No, wealth is who you are. All these attributes is who we are. We just have to come into a conscious awareness of it and learn how to flow with it. So when we talk about an affirmation now, you just don't want to be saying things just to be saying it, but you want to say it until you believe that it's true. And you can start with someone else's affirmation, an affirmation that was written for you. You could start there. But the ones that are going to be even more powerful than that are the ones you create yourself. I have several that I have created myself. And I listen to them. I put them on a recording. I play them while I'm asleep at night. Because remember, your subconscious mind never, ever sleeps. And if you can get a message back to your subconscious mind, it'll start purging those old dead fowls out of weakness and scarcity and lack and being afraid and being fearful. It'll start purging those fowls out and putting new ones in. And once the subconscious mind get a hold to it, its job is to bring it to pass and create it. Good, bad, or indifference. Remember, the subconscious mind, it doesn't pass judgment. That's not how God created the subconscious mind. He made it to be impartial. It doesn't matter what you believe. That's why belief is so powerful. It doesn't matter what you believe. When you really, truly believe it, the job of your subconscious mind is to begin to line up people, circumstances, and events to bring that to pass. That's how powerful you are, beloved. The enemy doesn't have more power than you. All right, so when we talk about affirmation, what you're doing is that an affirmation is something that is affirmed. It's a statement or a proposition that you declare to be true. So I want to ask the question, what are you declaring to be true about you? About your life, where you're going, that listen, you know it's true from the core of your being. It's not true because somebody else told you it. It's not true because that's what everyone else is saying and doing and believing. It's true because it's coming from the core of who you are. What is your affirmation? An affirmation is a confirmation. It's a ratification of truth or validity. It's all about what you are saying about you. That's going to be so important moving forward. So when we talk about invocation, that's when you're opening up your mouth and you are coming into a divine alignment as you call for everything that has been set in this realm to aid you and assist you, from angelic help to spiritual laws to everything in this universe that's here to help you. You invoke or call upon it for help. And then you begin to affirm and speak truth about who you are, what you're here to do. And then we make a declaration or a decree. This is when you start getting into understanding the legal power that you have as an ambassador. as a representative of God in this earth realm. When you begin to declare or decree, that's the act of declaring or announcing something. You know, yesterday we were afraid to say too much because we thought that the enemy would hear us and that demons would just sabotage us and set us back. No, beloved, when you understand your power, you don't ever have to fear the enemy. And when you know that you have legislative authority and that what you speak, you can decree a law that you are legislating. You're making new laws and new rules that your life will be governed by in this earth realm. You have that authority. So when you begin to declare something, you're making an announcement. It's a positive, explicit, or formal statement. It's a proclamation. So you see how when we are looking into these words, and I go encourage you to go to the dictionary, look up these words, just dig around into it, chew on it, let the Holy Spirit give you even more insight into all this power that you possess. It's a proclamation. It's something that is announced, it's avowed, or it's proclaimed. But see, it's all about the position of power that you are making this declaration. So you remember when Dr. Cindy Trim wrote the book, Command Your Morning? I never read the book or heard any of the messages, but I know it's powerful. But that word command, and it's awesome that she used the word command and not demand. It's a big difference. When you demand, that's not from a place of power. It's from a place of fear. It's from a place of inferiority, not superiority. It's from a place of intimidation. But when you command, that's to direct with a specific authority. So you see why we had to activate the spiritual success key or the supernatural key of authority. We had to activate this because everything you do, you must do it from your exalted position of authority. So when you give a command and you start commanding everything in the elements and the atmosphere, I remember one time back in maybe 2009, 2008, I don't remember, when Dr. Cindy Trim first came on the scene and Prophetess Juanita Bynum had her on TBN, or it was a conference woman at the front line, and she began to talk about spiritual rank and the authority that we have in the realm of the spirit, and that how when you start looking at how we're created, we have power and authority even over elements, over nature, over the animal kingdom, right? And so she went into that whole thing. So when you understand authority and you understand who you are, now, beloved, when you make a declaration or command, you're doing it from such a place of authority. And I want you all to get there as we travel together this year. I want you to really land in a place where you know without a shadow of a doubt that when you open your mouth and speak, everything in this earth realm, everything in the atmosphere, in the angelic realm, has to obey your command, not your demand, but your command. When you begin to command, that requires authority. It's authoritative demand. It's not a demand out of intimidation, not trying to bully, but authority is calm. It's resolute. It's stable. When you begin to command, it's solid. When you command, that means that you know that you have the authority to exercise control over your environment, over your circumstance, to be a master of the fulfillment of your destiny. So listen, when you have a command and you do it with that authority, you already know that you deserve, to receive with respect what it is that you are given the command to. Take a good healing deep breath in. Imagine what we can do as a community of believers, that the more of us, if we were all on the same page and we all understood this and we was not spending our days worrying about gossip and slander and who likes us and who don't and who approves and who doesn't. Imagine if we all were a body of believers that had this level of conscious awareness of our authority, of our power to invoke imagination and visualization and affirmation, and we were in divine alignment with order and flow. Oh, you would be a totally different being. You would be what we call a super being. That is a being in this physical dimension, but we are operating with supernatural power. So in conclusion for this, it's not enough just for us to talk about power. You got to come way past the principles of the doctrine. You got to leave that and come way past that, way past just jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues and having a good time at church. You have so much more. And God wants a return on his investment in you. And when he shows up, he wants a return on his investment. And when I say show up, I'm talking about every day. I'm not even talking about a crack in the sky or a rapture, because you don't even want to see that happen, because you have not yet fulfilled your purpose or your destiny. And you can't get wimpy and weak with, and you can't be wimpy and just wimp out and just want to leave here, because what if it, to your surprise, you ended up having to come right back? Nobody knows all of what happens on the other side. I'm speaking in theory. I'm not giving you a new principle. But what if you were in such a hurry to leave here and go to heaven only to find out you had to come back again because you didn't do your work, right? So we want to take all of this and fulfill destiny so that we are giving God the return on his investment, right? Your gifts, talents, and ability, they say, is God's gift to you. How you use them and advance mankind is your gift to God. Our time is up, beloved. I want to thank you with all my heart, my mind, and my soul for you showing up over these 40 days. I'm going to ask you one more time, go to the website, ElonaSanders.com. Sow a seed today. Be a blessing. There are so many things we need to do, and we need your help to do it. All right, beloved, I am going to release you. For those of you all that have enrolled in the Empowerment Circle, it's just a nominal fee of $9.97 a month, and that subscription is good for a year, or you could just pay $97 for a one-time subscription, and that will carry you throughout the rest of the year. I will see you in our private Facebook group as we continue our training. And then for the rest of you all that are not, we will be back here for Early Morning Empowerment the first Monday in March, which will be March 5th. All right, beloved, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing rest of your day, week, month, and I'll see you at our next Early Morning Empowerment Connection. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at ElonaSanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@ElonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.